At 17, like most teenagers, Alicia Santos is busy with school and trying to get good grades. But unlike other teenagers, she works each summer in the fields. She's trying to help others like her. Radioactive's Rahelia Sanchez has more.
Alicia Santos started picking strawberries when she was 7 years old. Her mother was working at Hayton Farms in Skagit County, so she went along with her mother.
Back then, when I was seven, I just remember making like a bucket or maybe like, you know, stay in the row for like the whole day. But I don't really put the effort to be picking because I feel like, why am I even picking? It's so hot.
I can relate to Alicia. I've been working in the field since I was young. I still do. After sophomore year of high school, Alicia went back to the fields, picking strawberries at Sukuma Brothers Farm. She was a lot faster than she was when she was young, because this time she felt like she needed money for her family. And family is very important to her.
I was asked a lot, how long have you been working the strawberries, or like how long have you been picking these berries because you're so fast. I was happy I actually received money, and I was happy I was in like picking berries.
Alicia didn't go to school until mid-September, a few weeks after school started, because she was putting work first.
I went back to school, but I still didn't want to leave the job. So every, like, you know, the week I will go to school, and the weekend, like Saturday and Sunday, I will always go like to pick the blackberries.
She was picking blackberries until October. Things aren't always easy for her. When she comes back from work, she feels pain in her back from bending over too much.
Day in the morning, it's harder to wake. Like, because you know you have already, like, worked all day, morning through, like, night. Next thing you look, you're in the field again. It just goes over and over again.
Alicia started feeling frustrated. She heard other farm workers say they weren't happy with their pay. So she joined an organization called Familias Unidas por la Justicia. This means Families United for Justice. She transformed into an organizer and started attending marches targeting Sukuma Brothers. Like this one in July. Recently, Sukuma Brothers has made changes to the way workers are paid, but Familias Unidas is still not satisfied. Alicia's responsibility in Familias Unidas is to hear other farm workers' stories and present them. She speaks mostly at colleges and universities to inform students about the farm workers' needs.
I've, you know, explained to them, like, what I want to know, and I tell them that I want to know their story of how they're, like, being treated or how they are as a farm worker. I get a lot of answers saying, okay, they accept to share their story because they know they want their story to be let out and to be heard.
Being in the organization, Alicia has gained a lot of skills and is still learning. She learned public speaking. Before, she was too shy to be in front of an audience. Now she is starting to get used to it. Some of her classmates at Sidrawali High School don't understand where she's coming from.
I go to a school where there's like no, where they don't understand about farm working, or they don't understand anything about like people that work hard in the fields for money.
For Alicia, all these things are hard to do all at the same time. She's a student, a farm worker, and a committee member. But this doesn't stop her. She loves what she does because she's doing it for her family. But now, her family is bigger than before.
There's a lot of responsibilities, but to me, this is like actually like a big responsibility because it's full of people that have lives full inside them. And for me, it can be hard because like I help on the side, I help my family. But on the side, I have to help like those like farm workers. But to me, they are a family. So I call both sides family. I call them all family.
Alicia still works in the fields every summer. She is a senior in high school this year and looking forward to graduating and going off to college. She wants to study labor and learn more about unions. For Radioactive, I'm Rahelia Sanchez.